We inform you that this audio conference will be held in Portuguese with simultaneous translation into English. All of the participants are connected in the listen-only mode, and later we will conduct a Q&A session. You will receive instructions at that time. If you require assistance during the call, please press the key followed by zero to talk to the operator. This conference is being recorded and will be available at the company's website at www.grandeni.com.br. Attending the conference are the main members of Grandeni's management, who will also be available to answer the questions: Mr. Pedro Grandeni Bertelli, the Vice Chairman; Delson Luiz Rostirola, Administrative and Controlling Director; Rudimar Dalonder, Industrial and Commercial Director; Doris Wilhelm, Investor Relations Officer; Luiz Antonio Moroni, Sales; Marcio Dalbo, Marketing; and Edson Matsuo, Research and Development. If you have not yet received the press release of the third quarter of 2006, it's available at the website www.grandeni.com.br in the Portuguese and English version. I would now like to turn the conference over to Pedro Grandeni, the company's Vice President and member of the Board of Directors. Please go ahead. Good morning, and thank you for attending Grandeni's audio conference. I will highlight some aspects regarding the third quarter of 2006 and the 9 months to date of 2006. I will also talk about some important events and the outlook for Grandeni. I will then hand the conference over to Doris, who is in charge of our Investor Relations Department. She will provide you with details on economic and financial aspects. The first point that I would like to highlight is the growth in profitability for the fifth consecutive quarter. This was a result of a well-defined strategy for growth in exports and for gradual but consistent recovery in the domestic market. The efforts to contain costs and expenses was also a continual process in the company. We also focused on the reduction in costs of goods sold and with the reduction of costs in manufacturing, which have been enabling a good recovery of the gross margin. And the rationalization of expenses, which is contributing to better EBITDA margins and net margins. The second point I would like to highlight is the result for the period, which contributed to maintain the decision to implement an aggressive policy in the distribution of dividends. Accumulated dividends in the 9 months of 2006 reached 80 million reais. And if we compare these dividends with the dividends of the whole year of 2005, we find a similar number. In 2005, dividends were 81 million reais, whereas in the first 9 months of 2006, we have reached already 80 million reais. These dividends of 2006 had a first advance payment in August 29, 2006 for 39 million reais for the first semester of 2006. There is going to be a second advance payment of dividends to be paid on November the 29th, 2006 of 41 million reais. The balance payment for 2006, pending the approval of stockholders meeting, will be paid in May 2007. Grandany has determined the payout over the distributable profit of 100%. We will distribute 100% of the income for the fiscal year. The third point I would like to mention is the gross revenue in the third quarter of 2006, which was close to the third quarter of 2005. This can be explained by a policy of pricing and products with more value added in the product mix, greater qualification and recognition of value by the consumers, which generated a higher average price. The domestic market did not grow because there was a postponement on the part of the company, and this was due to strategic reasons. We postponed the launching of the Y Ikatu Shingo product, the Ipanema Gisele Pinchin product, to the fourth quarter of 2006. In the last year, this product was launched in Q3. If this had been done this year, our sales for the third quarter would have been higher than they were. But this was not a loss for the company because our sales for Q4 will incorporate this positive difference. As regards exports, we have grown in dollars for the fourth consecutive quarter despite the current foreign exchange rate, and we have grown because there was a growth in consumption in traditional markets and because we opened new markets as well. The fourth point regards financial and non-financial data, which are equally important. And for this reason, I want to highlight Grandany's newsletter in its third edition of October 24, 2006, with the following topics: corporate responsibility, environmental preservation, the Y Ikatu Shingo project, the second point, corporate and social responsibility, the certificate of social responsibility granted by IEC, the Higher Education Institute of Ceará, for actions of strong social responsibility held by Grandany in that state. And in third place, the conclusive meeting to develop sustainability indicators of the apparel and footwear sector of GRI held by Grandany in Fortaleza. The fifth and last point I would like to mention has to do with the prospects and the reasons to grow in Q4 2006 and in 2007. We have maintained a strategy focused on the launch of products with greater qualification. We at Grandany see it as the key element to ensure prospects of growth for Q4 2006 and for the year of 2007. The maintenance of a strategy of higher quality products has been approved and validated by the market. Our spring and summer collection launched at Francal in July 2006, was immediately validated by retailers and shop owners of Brazil. The same collection, when it hit the market, was validated by consumers as well, who bought it in the quantities we had forecast as appropriate for the company. New Grandany launches have good prospects as of October 2006 and Q1 2007, based on our premise of producing higher quality products. We also have new licensings in the children's line starting in 2007, Polly, Crazy Frog, and Shrek. We have a special campaign for the Peak Summer Grandma women's line with new celebrities, which are being incorporated to the set of celebrities that promote our products. The new Ipanema Gisele Bündchen collection, with a social environmental focus for the local, domestic, and foreign markets. This is new to our business, since Ipanema Gisele Bündchen used to be a product sold only in the Brazilian market and is now going to be exported. In the sales area, an important aspect has to be highlighted. We have a new structure in place in the commercial area, which has been implemented since the beginning of the first quarter of 2006. They have targets and action plans developed together with IMDG. This makes those at Grendene be confident that our sales activities will be improved and enhanced. I would now like to hand the conference over to Doris for her to make economic and financial comments. Thank you. Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here with you again to report on yet another quarter. Pedro has given a general overview of what has been taking place at Grendene and the reasons why profitability was recovered. This has brought a major improvement in margins, gross, EBITDA, and net margins in both Q3 and in the 9 months of 2006. Let's go straight to the main highlights of the quarter and of the year to date. The net income in 9 months showed an increase of 670 BPS to 160 million as compared to 116 in the previous period, and a margin of 22% versus 15% in the previous period, a 38% increase. In the semester, the growth was 250 BPS to 77 million as compared to 70 in the previous in the year-to-year comparison. The margin was 26%, an almost 10% increase. The reasons for growth in the period had to do with four major items: a mix of products with higher added value, reduction in cost, reduction in general expenses and sales expenses, and the financial revenue. As regards to EBITDA, in 9 months it increased 500 BPS to a total of 191 million versus 161 million, and the margin rose to 27 from 22 in the previous year, 18% higher. In the quarter, EBITDA grew by 270 BPS to 101 million as compared to 94 in the previous year, with a margin of 34.3 as compared to 31.6 in the previous year, 7% higher. The main reasons for the growth in EBITDA in the period were a gain of 190 BPS in gross margin in Q3 and 270 in 9 months. The second item that explains it is the reduction of 130 BPS in general expenses and sales expenses in Q3 and 160 points in 9 months. Third item is gross income, which has increased by 270 BPS to reach 303 million as compared to 296, with a margin of almost 42% as compared to 39%, 2.5% higher. in the third quarter, gross income rose by 190 BPS to reach $144 million as compared to $141 million, with a margin of 49% as compared to 47%, 2.5% higher. Major reasons for the growth in gross profits: a decline in 4.7% in COGS in Q3 and 8.4% in 9 months as compared to a decrease in 1.3% in net revenue and 4.1% in 9 months. This decrease in COGS was explained by the decline of 5.7% in the cost of raw materials in Q3 and 15% in 9 months, which created a decline of 0.7% in the total cost per pair of shoes in Q3 and 6.3% in 9 months. This is due to the mix of products with higher added value, technological innovations and improvement in processes, and the use of alternative materials. Fourth item is gross revenue. In 9 months, it totaled $909 million as compared to $955 million in 9 months in 2005, a decrease of 4.8% due to a 2.4% decline in both volume and average price. In Q3 2006, total revenues totaled $3.374 million as compared to $379 million, a small decline of 1.5% and a growth of 2.8% in the average price. Main reasons for the performance of sales in the two periods were: in the local market, we reached $780 million in 9 months as compared to $824 million in nine months. And $333 million in Q3 2006 as compared to $341 million in Q3 2005. The result in the domestic market has to do with the spring-summer collection, which was validated by both retailers and consumers, which can be seen in the demand we see for all the lines and the replenishment of all the lines in the market. The second item that explains the behavior of the sales in the domestic market was the postponement of the launch of a product in Q3 due to strategic reasons, because we wanted to concentrate media and sales in the mid and peak summer season with the launch in October as compared to the launch in August last year. This was the Ipanema Gisele Bündchen product. With respect to the exports, which accounts for part of the gross revenue, we reached $129 million in 9 months as compared to $130 million in 9 months in the previous year and $40 million in Q3 as compared to $39 million in Q3 2005. Reasons for this growth, which was a growth in dollar terms of 13% in Q3 and 17% in 9 months, due to an increase in volume, 10% in Q3 and 18% in 9 months. The second item that explains this growth is the increased consumption in traditional markets such as Latin America, especially the Andean countries, and the development of new markets in Africa, Middle East, and Oceania. The fifth item has to do with advertising. The expenditures in 9 months reached $52 million as compared to $71 million in the previous year. That is 26% lower, with a share in the net revenue of 7.2% as compared to 9.4% in the previous year. In Q3, expenditures were $22 million as compared to $25 million in Q3 2005. That is 11.5% lower and a share of 7.3% in net revenue. In the same quarter, it was 8.2% in 2005. The spending on advertisement this year will be similar to the previous year, 2003 and 2004. In 2005, it was a different year, and in the second half, especially in Q4, the expenditures will be concentrated, but it will be in line with the values of 2005. The final, the sixth item is the financial revenue. The net financial revenue in 9 months was 27 million versus an expense of 2.5 million in the 9 months of 2005, mainly due to the greater revenue from financial investment. In Q3, net financial revenue was 5 million as compared to 0.7 million in Q3 2005 for the same reason as that explains the accumulated in 9 months. What about the prospects and estimates? We are going to clarify that we have improved our estimates given for 2006 in Q2, and this can be found in the pages 3 and 4 of the press release. We are going to make an estimate, a summary of the estimates for Q3. First item is gross revenue in 2006, which will be slightly higher than in 2005. Sales volume in 2006 will be in line with 2005. The revenue in the first semester of 2007 is estimated to be higher than in the first semester of 2006. Volumes in the first half of 2007 will be slightly higher than in the first semester of 2006. Spending on advertising in 2006 will be in line with 2005 in absolute terms. And CAPEX for 2006 will be around 12 million, as has been said in other press releases. And for 2007, it will be in the region of 10 million, including investments in the region of 3.5 million in the new industry in Bahia. We will continue to publish our estimates always for the next 6 months, and at the time of the announcement of the full year results in mid-March 2007, we will be able to reinforce and review the estimates herein informed. Many thanks, and we can now move to the Q&A session. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by 1 in your touchtone phone. Our first question comes from Mr. Luis Felipe Magon from the Pactual Bank. Good morning, Pedro, Doris, and Jefferson. I have some questions that I would like to ask. One of them has been answered, that is how much we should expect in terms of marketing expenses in Q3, and you said they would be in line with 2005. Another question has to do with the margin. I would like to understand whether you think the margin that you have attributed to better technology and better raw materials, I would like to understand whether this will be a recurring gain, whether we can think of an expansion in the margin for Q4, 2006, and for 2007. And I would like you to explain also how do you see, what do you make of the increase in the PVC resin? Braskem has announced an increase in the price of resin. Could you comment on the margin in view of the price of the PVC resin that is expected to raise? This is my first question. This is Doris, Ms. Filippi. Thank you for your question. I think that with respect to the advertising expenditures, it has been answered in the summary that I have just presented. It's also in the press release you have received in greater detail in the graph. And there is the behavior of 2004, which will be very similar to the distribution of this year. This can be seen by you in the press release. We detect the margins. This is a continuous process, and we intend to continue reviewing costs and expenditures. But what I can say is that we have geared efforts in 2005 and 6, and we will continue to gain margins, but at a slower pace. This is what I can say at this time. We don't have details yet about the margins, but we intend to continue growing, however, at a slower pace. And even with the pressure of the resin price, do you think the margin can be expanded? Just adding to what Doris has just said, we have to say that we have implemented technological innovations systematically that allow us to manufacture products with a value that is perceived by the market as a greater value added. As regards the raw material, we cannot talk about the prices of raw materials because this market is quite volatile. In Q3, there was an increase in prices in raw materials. And you see the international market moved from $815 to over $900 in the month of September. However, we see that in the last month, this price has fallen to $780, which is similar to the prices in the beginning of 2006. The market is putting pressure on manufacturers to lower the prices, and if the price continues in the international market, the prices for December and January are expected to be lower. In the graph that comments the CPV on page 6, we have put a dotted line with the trends expected for October. And there is a downward trend for resin in the international market. 3% of increase by brass 10. 6% increase by brass 10 in the domestic market. But, oh, okay. An increase of 6%. But you have answered my question. I'm pretty happy with that. There was an increase in the resin prices in the first quarter. The domestic market peaked at $980, but it is today $780. This represents a reduction of over 20% in 20% as compared to 45 days ago. I would like to understand, you have reviewed the growth, but a small increase in the fourth semester, in the fourth quarter, is strong. How much growth should we expect? 20% for Q4? This is the figure I get here. So a two-digit increase, 20%, is it reasonable? Do you think it is feasible? Please. We expect that the growth in Q4 will be a slight increase in sales. I think you might have doubts on what slight increase means, but I would like to explain what it means. Slight increase for the company is growth that is above the previous period, but is not considered expressive by us. expressive would mean growth above two digits. But for the company to grow slightly the whole year, there should be strong growth in Q4. The figure you have put forward is reasonable, because if we take the 9 months to September plus the growth you mentioned, we will have slight increase in the whole year. So 10% in Q4 would give you a revenue for 2006 in line with 2005, so 10 to 15%. My other question has to do with the continuity of the upward trend. I see that part of the prospect for a stronger Q4 is due to efforts in marketing, plus the launch of a collection, or the performance of a collection that is being very well received by retailers and consumers. Do you think that this strong growth should extend into Q1? Because Q4 is going to be stronger than we expected before for the market as a whole, and because in the first half of 2007 we are departing from a lower basis, do you think that the growth in the first semester will be stronger? Can you deliver good growth in the first semester? Is it reasonable to expect that the first semester will have strong growth too? I think your reasoning is valid, and to explain this better, I will pass the conference over to Moroni, our salesperson, and he's going to explain our strategy for this growth that we now see to continue. If we could summarize what has brought good results, we can say that the strategy has been defined to launch products with greater added value. And also for the C class, because this class is consuming increasingly more, the perceived value, and I'm going to talk more about the perceived value. When incorporating items and fashion trends, we try to incorporate these items in such a way that they can be perceived by the consumer at an attractive price. So we manufacture products that are perceived by consumers as value-added products, but yet are affordable. The launches for the second semester are within the strategy commented on by Pedro. So the collection was very well accepted. The consumers are demanding the product, and that's why the sales volume is beginning to increase significantly in Q4. Since this strategy goes on into the first semester of 2007, we are confident that this semester will have good results. Thank you. And just one more question. Do you have any strategy to allocate part of the resources and the funds you have been accumulated in the balance sheet because of fiscal benefits? Do you have anything in mind that you can share with us about how this capital is going to be employed? I think you should better answer this question yourself. Grandene has the policy of distributing 100% of the distributable income. With respect to the cash we have available into this additional amount of funds that is part of our cash resources, we have not defined a strategy to use this fund, like in acquisitions or new investments, large investments in enlarging our industrial facilities. Grandene has been very attentive to this, and we have watched it very closely. But the scenarios with which we work do not make us feel comfortable to decide to use this cash and this availability for now, like in an acquisition or in a large investment. That is, Grandene will allocate these resources in when convenient, but Grandene does not believe that this is the right time to make relevant investments or acquisitions or large investments to enlarge manufacturing facilities. The facilities today are sufficient to meet our needs. Thank you, Pedro, for the information, and thank you all for the answers. This is basically what I had to ask. Our next question comes from Alexandre Toledo from Fort Bend. Good morning. I would like to ask a question on the strategic side and an approach in terms of results. I would like to have your view in view of the strong growth and the demonstration of competitivity in the international market. Do you have a medium to long-term strategy in terms of the foreign market? The company is very competitive in the sector. This is Doris Alexandre. Our strategy is very clear in the international market. We work in three fronts. We have the Melissa brand. It's a concept brand, our top-of-line brand. And it has had a greater presence as of 2005 based on a selective distribution system. The other strategy is we have our private labels and our own design, like Grenda, Ryder, and Ipanema. And we are present in 60 countries through agents and with a distribution in traditional points of sales in those markets. And the third strategy is to work with our own design and third-party brands. And that's where we work with large retailers and discount shops, Americanas, and shops from other countries as well. More recently, we are working with products, for example, the Ipanema Gisele Bündchen, which used to be a domestic brand only, but it's now an international brand. We can offer it to our agents worldwide, and our products are global. We have a high competitiveness internationally, which reinforces what Moroni said before. We can have a good performance in the international market and keep our 15 market share in revenue and 20% in volume Rider is present in 85 countries, and the other brands are present in more than 60 countries. Markets such as the Andean countries have been growing, and we are also developing the markets of Africa, the Middle East, the U.S., and Oceania. The level of competitiveness of Grandene allowed us to receive a prize from Walmart, the best provider of footwear worldwide. We received this award from Walmart. We don't have a big margin there, but it's good for us because we can plan the production. And balance out things in the low season. So this is basically our strategy for the international market. If you want to ask questions, you should dial star 1. If you have questions, please dial star 1 in your telephone set. Our next question comes from Mr. Rodrigo Batista from Big Brazil. Good morning. My doubt has to do with in the capacity of investors. I have stocks of Grandene. I have had them for 2 years, and I bought them at higher prices than today. My major concern has to do with the prices of stock. I would like to know how much these stocks are expected to value in the short to medium term, and what are the prospects for 2007 with respect to the price of stock. The company cannot answer questions on the price of stock. We cannot make estimates and sell it to the market. We can provide guidance for specialized analysts who write reports on Grandene to assess and evaluate the company to obtain multiple comparable, which can determine whether our peers in the market, in the domestic market and in the international market, they can recommend or not the purchase of our stock. But because of the prospects we have for growth and profitability, the company believes that it is undervalued at the market. Our multiples allow us say that these stocks are discounted in the market. So based on our guidance and the prospects for the company, we believe that the stock is going to rise, but we cannot say by how much they are going to be, the shares are going to be valued. This is not the way it works. The press release makes it very clear. You have elements for you to draw your own conclusions about what the potential of growth of the company is. We worked very hard in 2005 and we have been working very hard in 2006 to recover profitability and begin to grow again. We can see that your major competitor, the Alpargatas Group, has had its shares decrease. What about the market share of Grandene as compared to Alpargatas? What is your position? Has Grandene grown from January up to now? What is the market share of Grandene as compared to Alpargatas? I cannot talk about it because Alpargatas is our competitor in just one segment, the mass sales segment, the Ipanema segment. But there are no audited data, public data. And what I can say is that our global market share, according to Abi Calçados, their 2005 data, Grendene has a 19% market share in footwear, but it includes everything and not just the sandals. And in exports, we have a 15% market share, but I cannot talk about the market share of our competitors. This has not been audited in the market. What about the 15% market share? I think it's in majorly in China. There is a strong penetration of the Chinese in this market. Has there been a drop as compared to the Asian products? What was the trend with respect to the Chinese? This is what we are concerned about. Just to clarify, when I talk of market share, the concept is in terms of volume. So I told you that Grendene holds a 19% share in the Brazilian domestic market of shoes produced in Brazil. We hold a 15% market share of the products exported by Brazil, of the footwear exported by Brazil. Of all the footwear exported by Brazil, Grendene exports 15% of the total volume. Brazil imports footwear from China, and Brazil we export 202 million pairs of shoes, and we import 9 million. So China is all a competitor of ours, but not directly in our segment. They focus very much on the sneakers and tennis and leather shoes. So they do not compete directly with our products. So it's good news because the Chinese are not competing. So the profitability margins in the next quarter is more or less sure, right? No, you clarified our doubt. Thank you. My doubt. Thank you. Our next question comes from Alexandre Toledo, Ford Bank. Morning again. I have a question with respect to the back benefits and the fiscal benefits that Grendene has obtained. And I'll put the question, I'll justify why I'm asking the question. And as a Brazilian, I understand this type of tax benefits and fiscal benefits, but when we think of foreign governments and the perception of foreign shareholders, it's very difficult to argument for the sustainability and the duration of these tax benefits in view of a political scenario that in Brazil has a reputation for instability. We see that this has been changing gradually, but the market still has restrictions as regards the perception of incentives being adjusted EBITDA or in the results of the company. So I would like to ask you what arguments I can use to defend Grendene in terms of plotted file for investors and look for an explanation in terms of prospects of sustainability with respect to the results. In terms of a project and of tax incentive, we have been in Ceará, in the state of Ceará, for more than 15 years. I understand your concern about the politics of the place, but each project is a specific project. We have a plant in Sobral with 7 manufacturing facilities, and we have renewed in advance for 10 years the project we have there. It goes up to 2009. We also have a plant in Fortaleza that has been renewed to 2022 and 2025. We have a project in Teixeira de Freitas in the state of Bahia with tax benefits with respect to income tax and to VAT. And in Brazil today, there are many advantages as compared to Asian countries. Brazil is a democracy that has respected its contracts. So, for example, income tax, which is a federal tax, depends on a contract that we have with a federal contract. And if there is a breach in this contract, you know, this would mean that there would be a breach in the institutions of Brazil. The same stands for state benefits, like the VAT. And in Ceará, we have the export credit benefit, which has been working very well. We have never had problems with that. With respect to the projection of this in the accounting and in the indicators, when we did the IPO, we had a prospect showing why the company would record the adjusted EBITDA in terms of comparability. Before the IPO, Grendene had other subsidiaries. In August, we did the incorporation by equivalence, which included the fiscal benefits of those subsidiaries. And when we did the IPO, we prepared the company and created Grendene S.A. There was a merger and a consolidation, and then the equivalence disappeared. So for us to compare with previous years, what did we do? According to the Brazilian legislation, tax incentives go directly to a net worth account, to a reserve account, and we have to incorporate these reserves to the capital. So for comparability purposes, we have an adjusted profit for the incentive, and this has been detailed in audits, in our prospect, and in all the comments on performance are done this way. The market analyzes the company based on this. These incentives go to 2025, and we think the risk is very low. Can I add something, Doris? This is Pedro speaking. All the tax incentives, not only ours, but of hundreds of companies that have moved from the south to the north and northeast regions, you see, this has not happened only to Grendene. Many, many companies have migrated to the north and to the northeast looking for incentives and looking for cheaper labor also to maintain labor-intensive companies such as ours. These companies have these incentives guaranteed by law. The incentives are not granted without a federal or state law that ensures and guarantees the incentives. The laws that grant the incentives are enforceable. So, in a scenario where legal situations are normal, there is no way to challenge a benefit that has been granted by law. The possibility of losing the incentives is virtually zero. In view of the law and of the rule of law, the incentives are not given to one company, but rather to hundreds of companies that have been established in the North and the Northeast. So there is no way Grandeni would experience change in the rules that have been set for the incentives. But on the other hand, incentives are valid for a certain term. They will not last forever. They are granted for periods between 10 and 15 years. They can be renewed, as Grandeni has done. Grandeni has renewed some of its incentives, almost all of them. But renewing the incentives is not a right, but the incentives during the period for which they are valid are guaranteed by law. And this cannot be challenged. Thank you. This is a point for foreign investors. When they see your balance sheet, they always ask questions about it. And the financial department works from what you said. And just to leave it very clear, what I saw is that Grandeni is very conservative about this incentive. That is, Grandeni is aware that these incentives may not be renewed and the company will be ready in financial terms to accommodate the expiration of these incentives in 2002, 2009, or 2025. That is, Grandeni is concerned in international terms about the behavior of the company if the incentives are to be expired, and it gives Grandeni a competitive edge. It makes a difference in terms of margin. Would I be right to say so? If we admit that Grandeni's incentives and of most companies are, as you said, that is, that they will expire in 2019, and considering that the possibility exists that these incentives may not be renewed, companies will be ready in terms of technology and manufacturing development. The companies will be ready to live without incentives, but we have to make it clear that the scenario for 2019 and 2025 and the time that is going to elapse will allow us to see that there will be great changes the situation at that time from an economic and political and social point of view will for sure be different from now, and we expect that things will have improved. Thank you for the explanation and for understanding my question. We remind you that to ask questions, you have to press the star key followed by 1. We now end the Q&A session. I would like to pass the conference over to Mr. Pedro Grandani for his final remarks. I will be very brief, and just to conclude, I would like to say that Grandani is confident in the outlook for Q4 2006 and for the first semester of 2007. The reason for this confidence can be summarized as follows. First, we have been long working with a policy of developing products, focusing on the development of higher quality products, which are perceived as higher quality products without implying an increase in manufacturing costs, which our figures have shown us that is quite the contrary. That is, we have been able to reduce costs while maintaining a policy of producing footwear that may be seen as consumers as higher value products. We are also working in the commercial area, and we have been doing so since the third quarter of 2006 together with INDG. We have been working to develop a plan of goals and actions for sales that the company thinks will provide better results than the results we have been able to deliver at present. From an economic point of view, we believe that in 2007, we will experience a reduction in interest rates and an increase in the income of consumers, which will be beneficial for us. We have had increased cost reductions, which generate greater competitiveness, and these gains should remain in the company for the future and will be used to benefit the company. And the results that Grandani has obtained in the first 9 months of 2006 and the results of October and our backlog and the acceptance of our products because of the strategies used to develop and sales this product allow us to believe that our prospects for Q4 2006 and the first semester of 2007 are good. Thank you all for attending this conference, and I now close the conference. Very much. Thank you very much for participating, and thank you for using Chorus Call Brazil.